Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
One thing that I absolutely love about you, well, there's many, but the one I'm going to share today is when you were going through your whole cancer treatment, you were very, very, very deliberate about the words that you were using during the process. So instead of chemo, it was healing treatments. And instead of radiation, it was love beams. And it made such a difference in our life in terms of our attitude and our approach and how we really handled and navigated that kind of crazy roller coaster of a ride that went on for a long time.
Months, right? Think about it, right? It started in September and it didn't end until June. So that was a long freaking time.
And I think part of going through it together was we did get to create our own experience of what that was like. And so much of it revolved around the choice of language and how we address things. And it's interesting because today we're in a time where there's a lot of interesting words being thrown around. We have lockdown. We have social distancing. We have quarantine. We have all of those kinds of words that, oh my God, they feel so heavy. And they feel like, I know it is heavy, right? So obviously it does its job. But the severity and the harshness and the choice of words has been absolutely fascinating, I know, to both of us.
You know, and I think the big part about that too is when you say those things, right? It's like, think about it, like lockdown, right? Quarantine, safer at home. Well, safer at home actually sounds pretty good, but stay at home sounds to me a little bit more forceful than safer at home. But even those words, it's what's the meaning that you're attaching to those words? Because like you said before, your words can totally change your attitude. And if we just think back for a sec, like you had just brought up going through the whole healing treatment aspect with the cancer. And again, we called it healing treatments. And going through that, and I still remember, you know, the first treatment and the nurses putting, you know, the needles in my arm. And I'm like, hey, jack me up with that healing nectar. And she says, you know, most people call this the red devil. And I'm like, yeah, and how does that work for them? So I mean, because I'm like, hey, bring it. This stuff is going to be the thing that's going to get me on the other side of this. And I feel like right now people are taking so many of these words and it's kind of putting them in a box. Not that they're not in their house in a box, but it's limiting them. And I don't feel like these kind of words need to be limiting. So if you think about, you know, the things that are going on, the meaning of the words are going to shape your behavior. And that's what we want you guys to pay attention to. The words that we use, they have a meaning. So if you're sitting here and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm in lockdown, and you're kind of stuck there, your head and your attitude and your behaviors are going to be a certain way. But if you're like, hey, I'm going to embrace this, you know, social distancing, or I'm going to embrace whatever it is that I'm in right now, you know, I'm going to embrace this safer at home. Like, what's the attitude that goes with those things? And you get to choose.
Well, we even noticed it a while ago with the social distancing. You and I changed that term to spatial distancing because we are social people. We don't want to distance socially. So we want to actually connect more. We've had more Zoom calls, more family get-togethers. We've celebrated birthdays over the internet. We've done many different kinds of things to stay connected. We've texted more in fun ways with people over the last few weeks. But it was really changing that language. And we do call it spatial distancing because we don't want to distance ourselves socially. Physically, yes. Right. Being around each other, yes. We are totally 100%. We are more than 6 feet from other people. However, it's that sign of saying, if I had to go into what I determine social distancing, I would go crazy. I am a people person and I get energy from other people. So I had to really watch that language because I could feel it shifting for me the moment I released that and went to spatial.
So, right. Spatial distancing, but social connection.
That's right.
And that's the big thing. If we can put those two things together, right? Granted, okay, we're going to be spatially distanced from people, you know, no doubt. But we still are jumping on that, hey, how do we continue to create the social connections? And it doesn't matter how you do it, right? As long as you're staying plugged in to that social, because, I mean, we're, as humans, you, for the most part, crave connection. Yes, and my introvert friends, we do it in our own way, but you're still, there's still that connection piece of it that has to happen.
So what's some other language we can shift?
So think about this. It's, you know, I guess, quarantine. If you think of quarantine, right, it's like, oh my gosh, you're stuck, you're alone, you're isolated, all those kind of things. But what if you kind of took that and flipped that and made it that you're grounded, right? How's that go? And you're grounded, right? So you're at home, and instead of being quarantined or instead of being in this lockdown mode, you're sitting here and you're grounded, right? How are you planting your own roots in your own house to actually just say, hey, wait a second, you know, I'm plugged in, I'm grounded, I'm going to do what I'm doing when I'm doing it. Because it just, I would rather say, hey, I'm grounded than say, oh my gosh, I'm quarantine or I'm in lockdown mode.
Yeah. And I love that, because then you can even say, what do I need to be grounded in my groundedness? Right? And well, you know what that is for me. That is like cleaning out a closet. That is like recycling things. It's about getting my space all figured out. But for different people, it's going to be different things. For some people, it's going to be returning back to some of their roots of the activities they love to do at home, but they don't have the time. It could be around cooking. There's so many ways to be able to say, how am I going to make this work for me?
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? So you're going to clean out a closet. You're going to clean out a garage. Me, on the other hand, it's just like, I like to just read things. I love to research things. So those are the things. It's what are you going to do to tune out the noise of all the other chaos that's out there to give you that feeling of being grounded?
Love it. Any other word shifts come to mind? I'll throw some out, right?
Go.
So it's not about being stuck. This is all, it's about saying, what am I going to be doing with my time? How do I want to create this? Yes, this is a now normal. And what does my now normal look like? So part of it isn't resisting what's happening. It's about saying, okay, how do I make this work for me?
Yeah, you know what, Jen, I love the whole, what you just said about the now normal, because so many people are saying that, okay, this is my new normal, this is my new normal. This is not our new normal. And like, we're not signing up for this being a new normal. We're signing up for this being our now normal to create the new normals that are actually going to happen. And that's the exciting part. So imagine on the other side of this, what's this going to be, right? What is that new normal going to be? Because now's the time you get to plant the seeds to create the normal that's going to be then.
Love it. So power of choice, this one's all about the power of choice of the language you use.
See ya. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.